Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Last spring, President Trump said he would disband the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy that sits within the White House. Times reporting that many positions in that office have not been filled yet under the new administration. It comes as public health officials are watching what happens with bird flu. Let's get perspective now from Dr. Alex Garza, community health officer with SSM and one of our region's leaders during the COVID pandemic. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Sure, no problem. Good morning, Megan.
Let's talk about what this office is within the White House, the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy. What's it responsible for?
Yeah, so typically offices within the executive office of the president are really meant as a coordinating function amongst the different federal agencies. And so there's been similar offices like this one in previous administrations. They may not have been specifically focused on pandemics, but other sorts of health, you know, disaster issues, whether it's been like Ebola or some other health issues. So this is generally a coordinating function, and it helps to present what the president's strategy is to the different federal agencies.
Now, are there other agencies in the United States that do perform some of the same functions? I'm thinking the CDC, maybe even the USDA.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so what this office does is it brings all of those different agencies together and says, hey, here's an issue. What are we doing about this issue? So if you think about bird flu, which is, you know, the big issue that has a lot of time and attention right now. So FDA, of course, would be thinking about the food supply and different pharmaceuticals. CDC would be doing surveillance and testing. Agriculture would be heavily involved since it has to do a lot with, you know, cows and chickens and things like that. And so it's a way to get everybody around the same table to have a sort of a unified strategy on who's doing what and how is this driving the strategy to help prevent another pandemic from occurring.
What specifically should we expect, you know, as U.S. citizens that this White House Office of, you know, Pandemic Response has been doing to coordinate efforts to monitor bird flu?
Yeah, so it's a lot of those individual agency issues. So, for instance, USDA would be tasked with, and it's not that, you know, they need to be told to do this. They do this every day with testing animals for are they infected with H1N1, and if they are. So then there's other sorts of very esoteric things like reimbursing farmers if you have to cull the flock in order to eliminate the bird flu. FDA, of course, is involved in developing vaccines, and so you probably saw that they just let a big contract to a vaccine manufacturer to develop stockpiles for H5N1. And of course, CDC does all those traditional things that we know about with testing and surveillance and coordinating with the state and local governments.
Who's coordinating potential vaccines for bird flu at this point?
That would typically go through the FDA. And so I don't know, you know, the specific agency or person that would be in charge of that, but that's typically where all of those negotiations or all of that coordination goes on. You know, they work with pharmaceutical manufacturers, vaccine producers day in and day out, not just on bird flu, but on many other things to make sure that they're safe and effective. So, you know, a whole slice of government is dedicated to that piece of response for health threats.
The White House Pandemic Office was reinstated in 2021, which would have put it kind of at the end, the tail end of the COVID pandemic. From your perspective, mm-hmm. as someone that was working with the task force here in the St. Louis region, you know, what was the role of that office and how it was able to assist in the waning days of the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, I think some of the things that they help coordinate were things like vaccine distribution, making sure that COVID testing was available. So if you remember early on in the pandemic, testing was pretty scarce. And then as more and more testing platforms came on board, more and more met FDA regulation, then being able to get those sent out to homes for free, coordinating the payment for a vaccine. So the vaccines there wouldn't be an economic barrier to get vaccinated, things like that. But like I said, those are usually department functions, but it's the office that sort of makes sure that they have a broad understanding of what's going on in the country. And so they can, coordinate things a little bit differently or address things if they feel like things aren't being paid attention to. But it's really just an overall view of what the response looks like.
Obviously, we're only in day two of the Trump administration, so we kind of have to put that, in context. But do you have concerns going forward if this office either isn't fully staffed or if it's removed altogether?
Yeah, so it's a little bit challenging, and the reason why I say that is the office was established by a public law, and so it wasn't created solely for a single administration. It was passed by Congress and funded by Congress to have this office stood up underneath the executive office, and so it's not like you can remove it because it is a law. Now, it could certainly be de-emphasized or some of the positions couldn't be filled, things like that. I think the issue lies in, if not this group, and bird flu and other pandemics are serious threats to our country. I mean, I would think that most people would say the pandemic has been one of the most significant events in our country in a generation. And so if it's not this body, then you would want to assure that somebody has oversight over this body of work. So whether that's in the National Security Council or some other agency, that's the important piece, is if somebody has their eye on the ball in making sure that everything is being taken care of across the federal agencies. It may not be specific to this office, but if somebody is there to make sure that nothing is getting dropped, that's the important piece.
Dr. Garza, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Dr. Alex Garza, SSM Community Health Officer, joining us this morning on KMOX.